Hey, welcome back, MMS 2013. My name's Rick Claus. We're here as part of Channel 9, The Ed Show, and I managed to corner Raymond Chow.
Yeah.
You did session today on what specifically?
My session today was on benefits and reasons of Active Directory.
That is impressive. It's a subject that's near and dear to my heart, and I'm kind of interested in that. Now, first of all, before we get started, let's do a little bit of a shout-out. Who do you work for, and where are you based out of?
So I'm the managing principal consultant for Infront Consulting, Asia-Pacific.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm actually based out of Malaysia, so it was only a 26-hour flight for me to get here.
Okay, and you arrived just this morning, and you're primed and ready to go with Red Bull, and you're all set.
Yeah, kind of. So if I fall asleep during the session, just run with it.
Absolutely perfect. We got it. So obviously, if you did a session on Active Directory and the benefits and reasons why you should be doing an upgrade to it, I'm curious to find out, with your consulting background and with talking with customers and talking with people in your session, perhaps, types of questions. Mm-hmm. Are people realizing that there's a driving need? What is their driving need to want to upgrade to Active Directory 2012? Or is there one for them?
Well, we all know that there's probably a lot of benefits and reasons.
Yes. Right?
But a lot of our customers, or when we talk to the customers, it really focuses around, for example, virtualization.
Okay.
Right? So virtualization was a really touchy topic in the past when we talked about Active Directory.
I think you're being a little bit too generous. I think we scared the pants off of people saying, do not virtualize your domain controllers.
Yeah.
And so now everything's being virtualized.
Yeah.
And now we've caught up with the ball.
And Active Directory always used to be the adopted child of virtualization, right? Nobody wanted to touch it. Nobody wanted to kind of like, it can't play with the consolidated servers and things like that. So it's really kind of a nice story.
Mm-hmm. So people that did go and decide to virtualize before Server 2012, what were some of the things that could have happened to them and turned into a bad space for them?
The nightmares.
Which is, give me a little smattering of them.
So take, for example, snapshots.
Yeah.
Right. So in a virtualization environment, one of the key things that we used to like to do is snapshots. So if you ever tried to snapshot in an AD environment, that's not going to work well.
Well, you can snapshot it really easy. You just press the button and snapshot it.
I know, but
where's the danger come?
The danger goes in Active Directory itself. So the virtualization environment doesn't recognize that there is a snapshot or snapshot capabilities that is done in Hyper-V.
Mm-hmm.
So when it starts incrementing values, the IDs, when you create new AD accounts, it basically doesn't recognize that the snapshot basically goes back in time. So when you actually revert to a snapshot, really nothing changes. Or rather, things change the way you don't want it to change.
Okay. Right? So this is the, a friend of mine, Dean Wells, calls this a USN bubble, basically, that gets created.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up with a possibility of duplicate SIDs, possibility of domain controllers being completely out of sync, and just basic mayhem and nightmare.
Exactly.
How have we fixed it? And have we completely broken Active Directory since you have to reformat everything?
No. So the cool thing is in 2012, they have a new capability called the VM Generation ID.
Okay.
So in Active Directory 2012, it actually recognizes snapshots with new IDs. So when you actually create new objects, it takes in consideration the VM Generation IDs and puts it together with the IDs that's being generated by AD.
Okay.
So when you actually revert to a snapshot, it actually looks at the VM Generation ID first before actually the object ID.
Oh, okay. Now, when you're doing snapshot, obviously, you're basically taking things back in time.
Mm-hmm.
We use this for other technologies as well, I'm assuming, and not just for being able to prevent the junior AD administrator that goes in and reverts to a snapshot.
Yeah.
What else can you do with this new VM Gen ID as part of a new architectural piece of what's inside Active Directory?
So there's a lot of ways that we can use VM Generation ID. So not only on Active Directory, right?
Yeah.
So a couple of things, like, for example, we have customers using it with some other applications that is snapshot sensitive, or even newer applications.
I never even thought of that. That's totally true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of even non-Microsoft applications, right? So that weren't snapshot friendly in the past. So that is actually a very good benefit.
So what's the minimum bar of entry to be able to have an Active Directory that supports VM Gen ID? What do you have to have at the
2012
OS for the OS level? 2012
operating system.
And then what about your hypervisors underneath? Which hypervisors support
Hyper-V 2012.
Hyper-V 2012 supports it as well?
Yep.
Now, here's a test for you. Do other hypervisors also support VMgen ID as well?
So they're going to be supporting.
I can ask that. I've been a Microsoft guy, and you're not a Microsoft guy. I'm just testing you here.
Yeah, so not yet.
Okay.
So even the other guys, even VMware is now thinking about including things like VM Generation ID into Active Directory to support the snapshotting.
So their hypervisor in the future has the ability to support it.
Yeah.
And so then they'll have the same advantages of being able to virtualize DCs.
Yeah.
Perfect. You were telling me off camera about a demo that you did in the session that was well received, and I'm excited about it because I love the concept of what it is. Because I had a situation back when I was a consultant where I had to go off and do a redeploy of a bunch of domain controllers, and having to wait for the thing to be built and all sort of stuff was a big pain in the butt. So what is it that is the cool demo that, before you do it, why don't you just, you know, what is this technology?
Okay, I'll be happy to show it to you. So one of the demos that I did in the session is basically cloning a domain controller.
Okay.
Right? So in the past, we could never do that, right? So it goes back to the VM generation ID, which is not there. So now we actually have the ability to clone a domain controller and just deploy new domain controllers in new branches. So it really speeds up deployment time. And we don't actually need a AD administrator to be at a branch, for example, to actually deploy an AD, an Active Directory domain controller.
Okay. Now, to me, this kind of seems like, as I kick the desk beneath me here, to me, this seems like it could be a possible security. How do we control which domain controllers are allowed to be cloned and that sort of stuff? Is there like a layer of security involved here?
So there is layers of security involved. You get to choose which domain controllers you can clone.
Okay.
And they're all built from a domain controller, right? Okay. So it's all built in. So it's really easy.
Last thing I want to do is dependencies. Do you know what the dependencies are to be able to do clone domain controllers?
We got to have 2012.
Okay.
So the Active Directory has to be running 2012 for it to be cloned.
Is that also like force level, domain level, FISMO roles all to be 2012? Is it something
it's all 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy stuff. Well, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and show me this one. Now, there's probably going to be some lag times, I'm assuming, because of
So I'm going to use imaging. You're going to be using some snapshot technologies.
Okay. You got it, man. That's good.
All right. So show that to you. Okay. So I actually have one domain controller here running, right? And basically, so this is the first security measure that we talked about. So I'm going to go to my new Active Directory Administrative Center. And this is the new
band known as ADAC.
ADAC, ADAC. And in my containers, in my users containers, I actually have a built-in group now called the Clonable Domain Controllers.
Oh, okay.
Right? So if I wanted to clone this particular machine called AD01, all I had to do was just add that guy as a member of this group.
So it's almost like you're basically identifying he's a trusted source. He's allowed to be cloned. So anyone that gets that is going to try to clone another domain controller, maybe another rogue administrator someplace, unless they're using this guy's account, it won't work.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. And only the a member of the enterprise admin or someone who's delegated the rights can
modify these groups.
Right?
Okay.
So
good.
So we're going to go ahead and do that.
Sweet.
Just click OK. And from a prerequisite perspective, from in AD, that's basically it.
OK.
All right. So then we go to a PowerShell window. Right. We all love PowerShell.
Absolutely.
All right. And PowerShell in 2012 has added a lot of, for example, around replication or replication troubleshooting that works really well. All right. So I have this script here, which I basically can run.
I love the way you type.
Yeah, I type really fast.
You got it.
So what this PowerShell command is actually doing is it's creating the clone config file.
Okay.
And I'm actually defining the IP address that I want in the new domain controller.
Yeah.
And the subnet mask and also the DNS address.
Okay.
Right. And I'm actually specifying that it's a static IP address. So simple command, but it's actually telling me that I've got to do a check. There might be some services which are not clonable.
Okay.
Right. So let's take a look at what may be possibly some services which is not clonable. Right. So I'm going to just run that command, and it's telling me that the DHCP service is not clonable.
Okay.
Right. So this is a good check. So there may be some applications that's running on AD, So it's a good thing that you check first that all the applications are clonable before you actually do the actual clone. Mm-hmm. So I need to include DHCP server in a list to be excluded. So it's very easy. I run the same command with the generate XML switch. And that's basically it.
Okay, right? So basically you've just made an inclusion file mm-hmm. that's now going to allow that service, almost like a bypass, if you will.
Exactly.
Saying it's allowed to be cloned even though it's
correct.
In that box. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that is an XML script, XML file, and I'm just going to go ahead and rerun that AD clone config file. Now, before I actually run it, at this stage, if I just do it, it will randomly generate a, not really random, it will generate a name based on a certain sequence. And I'll show you what name it is. If at this point you want to define, you can actually define a computer name just by using that switch there.
Oh, okay.
Okay? But I'm not going to run it just to see what it does. So that's basically it. Yeah.
I was looking here that, so green, actually, even color-wise, I never knew the PowerShell could be color-coordinated like
exactly.
that. So green is good, yellow just means, hey, mm-hmm. watch a second here and be aware of what's going on. Okay,
yep.
good stuff.
And red is something that you really have to
look at. All the validation checks are passed, it's mm-hmm. good.
So the next thing you have to do is just basically shut down the machine.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do that quickly.
Now this image is all set to be able to now be cloned.
Exactly.
As in, if it was a physical machine, duplicate the disk. If it's a virtual machine, you mm-hmm. can go in and simply now export and import, I'm assuming?
So having the ability to now have the main controls in the virtual machine really speeds this whole process up.
Okay.
All right? So at this point, I can just basically go ahead and export the virtual machine, all right?
Yep.
And bring the image over to the next to the domain controller I want to build and basically just import.
Okay.
All right? That's it.
Easy enough.
Yeah. And when it starts up, it's going to just generate that new
ID. It's going to basically now boot up, see that it has some extra configuration information mm-hmm. that you provided as part of the PowerShell script.
Yep.
And it's now going to be able to see, am I authorized? Oh, okay, I am authorized. And then just simply continue through the regular process and come up.
Exactly.
Now, I'm assuming because it was already a domain controller, it already has a bulk of the replication already done mm-hmm. because it would have been current as of the time you took that snapshot.
Yep.
Which
exactly.
would obviously save an awful lot of time.
Exactly.
Bringing that guy up the first time.
Yep.
Nice.
We'll save a lot of time. Would you like to see the end result?
Sure. Through the magic of snapshots, I'm
yes.
assuming?
So I'm going to be applying that snapshot there. So I'm going to go forward in time.
Okay.
Just to save some time there. So I'm just going to start this off here. Right?
Yeah.
Great. So no AD corruption, thank God.
Nice.
And in my AD users and computers, right, I can see that the domain controls, there's a new domain controller that's built there.
Okay.
And that's the
format you're talking about.
Exactly.
Earlier.
Right. So that's the default format with a sequence numbering starting from 0001.
Oh, okay. And I'm assuming you just increment that each time it
exactly.
decided to do
so every time you run
controller.
That PowerShell command I ran earlier, it'll generate a new.
And as number. You mentioned, you could also throw it a switch to make it so it doesn't do stuff. That's actually, to me, it's a compelling reason for sure. Disaster recovery, this would be awesome. To be able to simply very quickly bring up 10 domain controllers, boom. They're up and running again very quick. Replication, VM Gen ID, virtualization of the domain controllers. Hopefully people aren't going to be too scared to virtualize now. They've at least seen this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to put a link with this interview to your session from MS. People will be able to see your full session. So
yes.
That's also good. Any last closing thoughts you want to maybe direct people towards from a resource perspective or anything else you'd think of you want to add in?
Well, I think looking at the session would be good because I have other demos around like dynamic access control.
Oh, okay.
How to do offline domain join. So offline domain join is a particularly useful feature for a couple of my customers.
Mm-hmm.
When they're actually out joining clients, right? And they don't actually have to visit those clients and they're joining them offline. So, and it works very, very well with direct access now.
Oh, okay.
Right? So there's about five demos in my session, which I think it's cool to look at.
Great stuff, man. Well, thank you very much, Raymond, for
taking the time to
come down and sit here and chat with us on the Channel 9 stage. If you're more interested in more information, again, the link is in the bottom there for being able to see his session on the compelling reasons to go off and to upgrade Active Directory to 2012. Thanks a lot for joining us, buddy.
Thanks, Rick.
Have a good day.
You too.
Cheers.